Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. David Leisner is in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Robert.
And what are we listening to in the background here?
That is music you've probably never heard before. It's music by Alexander Ivanov Kramskoy, who was a Russian composer, lived in the mid-20th century, and wrote like Tchaikovsky.
He's Russian?
Yes.
It's really beautiful.
It's a beautiful, beautiful music. There's a bunch of it on my newest album.
All right. We'll listen to some more of your playing at the end of the interview. It's always painful to turn this down and just let people have our sort of talking heads here. But, David, this is your first time to Alaska to perform in the Sitka Summer Music Festival?
Yes, it is. First time in Alaska, period.
Wow. That's amazing. Did Zuhal Bailey, like, I want to hear the case he made to you to come up here and play.
Well, he said, you know, it's amazing. He said, it'll change your life. You know, you'll come here, you'll be all full of New York anxiety, and you'll get here and you'll chill out and you'll see bears and eagles and whales and beautiful scenery, and you'll go back a changed person. So I said, okay, I'm there.
And I assume all that is happening.
Yes, absolutely.
When did you get to town?
Last Thursday. Yeah.
Okay, so you've been here.
Been
a
here
while
a bit.
Now.
Yeah. Well, we played the wine and cheese concert right away, and then Zuhal and I went quickly for a little trip to Anchorage and Homer to do some concerts there.
Okay.
And we just came back.
All right. Where do you call home?
New York City.
Okay, so all that New York anxiety is real. You come by it honestly.
Yes, I do.
And what do you do when you're not performing?
Well, I'm a composer also and a teacher.
Okay.
I teach a few hours a week at the Manhattan School of Music, where I'm the co-chair of the guitar department. And compositions, you know, my compositions get performed worldwide, recorded, published worldwide. So I'm a busy guy. I'm juggling all the time.
Wow. You know, there is, well, I don't know, just when you walked in the station this morning, there's nothing that about you that sort of shouts, I'm a classical guitarist. Mm-hmm. I'm a classical, you know, concert guitarist. You seem eminently normal.
That's but, lovely. Thank you.
Maybe that's a compliment for somebody who has to maintain a career like you do. But I wonder about, at some point in your life, you must have had to decide, I am going to be a concert guitarist. Mm. And you must have evaluated what the challenges were going to be like. Is there a large catalog of music for you to draw from, or did you realize that you were going to have to, you know, compose your own? How do you come by this choice?
Well, that's a two-part question. I knew that I was going to be a musician since I was 13 years old. I didn't know exactly what, but I knew that music was going to be my life. At that point, I was playing folk guitar and popular music, playing international folk songs from all around the world in many different languages. And I was a choral singer and then a choral conductor for a while. I thought maybe I was going to go into choral conducting. But I started classical music about 7 years after I started. I started at 10 on the folk guitar. And about 17, I started the classical guitar. And I realized this is where it's at for me, because classical music was using all of me, whereas I felt folk music and popular music was just using a part of me. And when I fully immersed myself in classical music, I felt more a complete person. So I knew that was where I was going, and it wasn't very many years later, about 4 years later, that I entered the first international guitar competition in all of North America, and I got second prize. So after only 4 years of serious study, I was really happy about that. And the other prize winners were people who have gone on to major careers as well, Manuel Barueco, Sharon Isbin, Elliot Fisk. Very, very important competition, and it kind of set us all off on our international careers. So I just was kind of thrown into it. There wasn't much of a sense of choice. It was a sense of inevitability. So that's the first part to your question.
Okay. and then part two, is there enough material in the world of classical guitar to make a career?
There's way more than you think. Most people don't realize how huge the guitar repertoire is, music written for the guitar. And that, a lot of that is fairly recent discovery within the last few decades. For instance, there's a lot of music written in the early 19th century for guitar by guitarist composers. And it's very beautiful music. Music by people like Mauro Giuliani, Fernando Sor, Johann Kaspar Merz, Wenceslas Matejka, who these are names that are probably not familiar to many of your listeners, but they're very, very fine composers. And then there's a huge amount of repertoire for solo guitar from the 20th century and, of course, the 21st, not to mention a lot of chamber music, vocal music, all kinds of stuff. So the repertoire is big. That said, I also arrange things. It's common for guitarists to arrange Bach. I've done a lot of Bach arranging. I've arranged, for example, the Schubert cello sonata, the arpeggione sonata that Zuhl Bailey and I will do on Friday, and arranged many, many things. And in terms of composition, I have written a lot for the guitar, of course, and a lot for other instruments, plenty. But that isn't necessarily I do that because I have to compose, not because I want to create music for the guitar. It has plenty.
Right, and that's just a facet of your sort of musical being.
Yes.
And you are doing an arrangement, performing an arrangement with Zuhl Friday evening, an arrangement of the Schubert. And I read in your bio, you've taken on some really challenging arrangements as well. You've arranged Philip Glass and
yes.
things.
Oh, actually, Philip Glass was easy because that was almost a note-for-note transcription.
Right.
With the exception of maybe one little passage. That was more a matter of figuring out the fingerings that would allow it to work on the guitar. This piece, the Schubert piece, was very challenging. It's originally written for piano with the arpeggione, which is an instrument that's no longer around, but it's sort of like a bowed cello, like a fretted cello or a bowed guitar. It's kind of a mix of the two instruments. But Zuhl takes that part, and I took the piano part and arranged it for guitar, which in many respects works beautifully on the guitar. It sounds like it was written for the guitar, but I had to really sweat to make it come out right.
All right. Well, that sounds like it's worth the price of admission.
Oh, it's a beautiful piece.
Right
we
there.
Love playing it.
$20 just to see you sweat Friday.
There we go.
David, we're just have a couple of minutes here, and I realize that we could probably talk all day about how an injury threatens a musician's career and all the challenges surrounding that, but I guess a prominent part of your bio is that you've overcome a, you know, possibly career-ending injury, and it seems like you've totally passed through. You're on the other side of this now, right?
Yes, I am.
Tell us just a little bit about it.
Well, as briefly as I can, there were 12 years in which I suffered a condition called focal dystonia. Focal dystonia is a condition that is painless, which separates it from any other musician's hand condition. And it's a condition where the fingers curl into the palm without control. It's not like that trigger finger thing that many people get. It's a little more complicated than that. Basically, it stops careers dead in their tracks. For many, many years, people didn't even know what it was. They certainly didn't know how to cure it. So when I first contracted it in 1984, there was very little information about it. There were a lot of people claiming that they could cure it, and I went to all of them. I went to, 15 practitioners over 5 years or so, and kept canceling concerts one by one and basically lost my ability to play, and none of the people were able to help me, though they all promised they would, of course. At the end of that time, I decided, well, I'm not getting anywhere. We're here. I'm just going to forget it, and maybe I'll find my own answer. And, in fact, I did. slowly but surely, I started to develop some ideas about using the muscles, the larger muscles that are way back in the arm, really in the armpit and in the shoulder area, and using those muscles to pluck the strings of the guitar. It's kind of hard to describe in a simple way, but it eventually led me over 4 years' time to complete cure.
And,
took me 4 years.
Wow. And now it seems like you are available to provide sort of support and guidance for those who also suffer from focal dystonia.
I get emails at least twice a week from somebody new around the world asking me to help them. I've helped and cured many, many people, not just guitarists, but pianists, violinists, oboists, flutists, percussionists.
Yeah, it's an amazing story.
Thank you.
David Leisner is a guitarist. He's going to be performing Friday night and Saturday night with the Sitka Summer Music Festival. If you'd like complete information about what's happening with the Sitka Summer Music Festival, you can go to their website, sitkamusicfestival.org. And I'll also post this interview online at our website, kcaw.org, and you can hear David talk again, hear more of his music, and also find out about how to... You can get your tickets to the festival as well. Thanks so much for coming in this morning, David.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.